Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and precious brothers. As we say amen to all that's shared this morning, it's precious. We encouraged and we united in a wonderful family and in a wonderful God. And the word this morning, it's a Psalm 115, yeah, and verses 9 to 11. And it's basically saying the same thing, and it's then just includes it like for the Jews, and then for the Gentiles, and then for the priests, and then for whoever worship the Lord. So it's just this the beauty of a God that is very present, a very present help. So we'll just read it here now in the TPT, and then in the RSV, most really.
ESV. So trust in the Lord, all his people, for he is the only true hero, the wrapped around God who is our shield. And the ESV says, O Israel, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield.
I mean, he who fears the Lord, he who is instructed by his wisdom, he who is a worshipper, fear the Lord. And it's just so wonderful. This is saying, you know, and I just, when I think about this and all the messages gone out this morning, it's all around whether we minister, whether we're going through tragedy, whether we think the Lord has left us or we... It is not the case. We are always with the Lord because we are his idea. And I think of that scripture that what is man that you are mindful of him. He is mindful of us. And therefore we have to be mindful that this is the rock from which we are hewn. We are predestined, associated, chosen in Christ before the foundation of the earth. And so we are of the God class. And so we are of the righteous class. And so we are those peculiar people separated unto God for good works laid out for us. So my thinking this morning is, you know, the Lord says that his church will be a house of prayer. And so we all as a body, as the bride, as the branches, need to be talking to the Lord. So if you take the religious term out of it, prayer, and just make it talking to the Lord, it makes sense because it talks about that we must talk, pray unceasingly. So being mindful of the Lord, bringing him into every situation, talking to him all the time, and that is acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. That is, come, let us reason together, and he will keep us in the light and wash us as white as snow. So it's really, guys, we are in this family, and we need to see that. We are in the, our lives are hidden with Christ in God. And that's the thinking we need at all times, because when you think like that, and then you bringing it into your thinking and your speaking, then you are conscious of God. And then being conscious of him, the rivers of life can flow in you, giving you peace, and then flow out to the people around us. So our lives are hid with Christ in God. With some other scriptures, in him we live and move and have our being. And yeah, that's it, guys. It's our place. I think of Hebrews 12:22 again. You know, we in the presence in the kingdom, we in the presence of the Father, in the presence of the angels, in the presence of Jesus who mediates this new and this better covenant. We're in the presence of the 144,000, the people that's run the race, and we are believers whose spirits has been made pure, and we got a name now to walk in, because we are baptized into the name of the Father, into the name of the Son, and into the name of the Holy Spirit. And it's in that in the beauty and everything that they are and what they have provided, total righteousness, complete righteousness. Jesus fulfilled all things so that we can now play our part. And our part is just found in the presence of God. So we need to be conscious of that. We are registered in heavens. We are heavenly citizens in the presence of the Father, the Son, the angels, and all beauty. So be conscious of your identity. Be conscious of the goodness that is available. And that's where your peace, and that's where you function, whether it's in tragedy or whatever. Amen. And that's your ministry. You evangelize and you minister from that platform there to talk to God about everyone and everything. And that's it. We are a house of prayer. I challenged the pastor. I was talking to him here by the gate, and I heard he's a pastor. And I said, you know, the Bible says you must pray unceasingly. So come, give me a demonstration. You walk down here and show me how you talk of praying unceasingly. And he was confused, and he couldn't, because I knew, just like the Pentecostals and some of the churches in the colored areas of the West Coast, their concept of prayer is just where everyone talks and they're loud and that there. And he knew he couldn't do that now, you know. So I said, yeah, I know what your battle is, and that your concept of is loud and in your room, and then loud in the congregation. But yeah, you can't walk down. The people will think you're a Maliki, and then waving your arms and jumping around. It's got God's, there's place for that. It's beautiful. But it's just acknowledging the Lord, talking to the Lord, being conscious and mindful of the Lord. And his face just lit up, and he was so blessed to know that is a scripture that can be fulfilled when we just take our religious ideas away and we just make it in being conscious, thinking of the Lord, and then speaking to the Lord and asking him for his help and his direction and what now, Lord. So yeah, be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Thank you, Lord, that you are trustworthy, that you are our help and our shield,
and our
in Jesus'
around presence.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.